This is our eighth year that we've been doing the conference. Linda Reindl at the FNGLA and I started about 8 years ago and wanted to do a conference. It was in the downturn of the recession and the deep, dark days, and we had a lot of nursery growers and farmers that were struggling, and financial management was really something that they needed to help pull through, and so we started the conference.
So who all can benefit from coming here?
And the conference benefits all walks of agriculture industry. It really is kind of a generic format. One thing that's a common denominator to all of the different commodities is financial management.
And can you tell me some of the specific topics that the speakers addressed here over the last 2 days?
You know, we always have a tax strategy speaker. We talk about taxes. We always have a financial management speaker. And we try to every year, although we didn't this year, we try to have something on succession planning with our farmers. And that did actually come up with some of our speakers. With the average age of our farmers getting to be about 60 years old, succession planning and estate planning is very important. We always as well try to include and comp some young farmers to come. And so we don't charge them to come to encourage their participation.
Was there anything that struck you from the speakers? Anything new that you learned or particularly interesting?
This year, one of the real interesting topics, and we try to be kind of cutting edge, and I think bringing in the solar topic with Michael Minton, we're just now seeing solar get to be one of those things that people is starting to pop up around. We've had some farms that have been purchased or leased, and that's definitely an alternative source of revenue for our farmers.
Can you tell me about the pre-conference tour?
We toured H&A Blueberry Packing Facility up in Mount Dora, owned by the Hill family and the Atwood family. Great tour. It's a brand new, state-of-the-art blueberry packing facility. And we went to Rex Klontz's Groves, which we toured his groves. They've got citrus greenings. So we're able to talk about some alternatives that he's doing, and he's actually selling his groves. So we're seeing that kind of twilight and wind down. And then we toured Southern Hill Blueberry Farm. Southern Hill, is they do have a tree farm there as well, where they're on contract with Cherry Lake. So we were able to also kind of hit a little bit of the nursery industry.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.